President Biden is scheduled to speak later today on Afghanistan, now once again under Taliban control. In recent days, as the U.S. military retreated, Taliban fighters swooped into several key cities before encircling Kabul, the capital. And at the airport there, we're seeing footage on television of human chaos on the tarmac as the U.S. military tries to evacuate Americans and its Afghan allies. The White House is facing criticism for mishandling this exit. And now let's bring in NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez. And Franco, what is the situation now in the White House and what might we hear from the president?
Well, I mean, I think we're going to hear, it's possible that we're going to hear a lot of the same. I mean, so far today, the White House has been defending its strategy. Biden has been so far behind closed doors at Camp David, but he did send out his Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, yesterday, and his National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, today on TV to give the administration's point of view. And they have been vigorously defending the approach, arguing that 1 year or 5 years of troops staying in Afghanistan would not have made a difference. That said, it will be very interesting to hear how President Biden responds. This will be the first time that he speaks publicly since the Taliban moved into Kabul. You know, will he remain steadfast in his strategy? Will he back up what his top advisors say? And, you know, as he did also during a statement over the weekend, or perhaps will he acknowledge or even take some responsibility for what's happening?
Well, speaking of response, we are hearing that the fall of Kabul is being compared to the fall of Saigon in 1975, chaos and choppers and airlifts. How's the White House responding to that criticism?
Yeah, it's been very, very difficult criticism, and it is something that the White House has been pushing back on hard. Now, the White House argues, that what is happening now actually confirms their assessment that it was time to leave. While there is some reasonable debate over how long to stay, the most pointed criticism coming at the president from Republicans and some Democrats is that how this was carried out and whether these scary scenes that are, you know, that are unfolding, which you just described, could have been avoided and what steps could have been taken to mitigate that so we did not have these similar scenes of helicopters landing at the embassy, for example.
Yeah, right. I mean, sure, the Biden administration can make the case that this was the right thing to do. Perhaps the U.S. military wouldn't have made any more inroads if it stayed there. But when we look at the footage today, I mean, it sure looks like something got botched. Is that a pretty hard case to make, given what we're seeing on television?
I think it is a hard case to make. I mean, there were clear intelligence failures. I mean, the administration acknowledges that they did not recognize how fast the troops were going to move in, the Taliban troops I'm referring to. And, you know, just to, you know, add like a couple other points that appeared that they didn't seem to be prepared for is that, you know, not only did American troops leave, but so did the forces of several other NATO nations. And there's also been a lot of discussion about how foreign contractors left. Foreign contractors who the Afghan army, you know, depended on. So there was a lot of things. There was kind of a domino effect that, you know, kind of made some of this stuff worse.
This Afghan army, we're seeing it seem to have retreated, disappeared perhaps in a hurry. Does it seem like the White House had a plan, had a contingency for this happening?
Well, I mean, just like I said, it does certainly seem like they underestimated for sure the intelligence. Now, Jake Sullivan was on NBC this morning saying they did have a contingency plan in place. They said that Biden, that the administration, underestimated the speed, but at the same time, preparations were made and they had troops in the region. And according to Jake Sullivan, National Security Advisor, that's how they were able to move these troops in place so quickly. But, you know, as we know, they've been adding thousands of troops almost, first last week, 3,000 last week, then an additional 1,000 over the weekend. Yeah. And then as this week has started, another 1,000. And it seems pretty clear that had they really planned this or expected this, those type of steps would not have been necessary.
Yeah. Franco, couple seconds left. What is the potential political fallout today for the president?
Well, it's going to be, you know, we will see. I mean, he is already taking some serious political hits about this. You know, I will note that recent polls showed that the American public largely supports Biden here. But, and it is a big but, that was before the crisis that we're seeing on the ground was happening. So a lot could change.
That is NPR's White House correspondent Franco Ordonez. Thanks.
Thank you.